Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1917, Roosevelt Drummond. Dumont.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a beauty salon, barber shop, and spa to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 17,228.6 square foot, more or less, lying northeast corner of Trustin Pond Road, also known as Road 462, and Gordy Road, also known as Route 70. For the benefit of the commission, I'm going to pass down copies of the survey for this property. Survey includes a sketch drawing of the parking area proposed. Also, for the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down letters in opposition. Mr. Dumont, if you'd like a copy of it, I'll make copies of it. Gentlemen, I read the introduction. And say for the record, I did provide the commission with a copy of the survey site plan for this application. We did receive a couple agency comments, first one being the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided a memorandum on December 13th of 2011, which advises that the site is located in the western Sussex Laurel growth area, that an on-site septic system is proposed to serve the site, that conformity to the western Sussex planning study will be required, that proposed use is not in an area where Sussex County currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received comments from DLDOT, State Department of Transportation, in the form of a support facilities report that was received on September 19th of 2011. And that advises that the department has reviewed Trustin Pond Road and Gordy Road in this evaluation, that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service B of Trustin Pond Road will not change as a result of this application, and that the current level of service A of Gordy Road will not change as a result of this application. For the benefit of the commission, I did pass down 9 letters in opposition. And in summary, those concerns expressed in those opposition letters reference that the Laurel area already has 20-plus beauty shops, barber shops, and many more nail, tanning, and massage spas. That it is not believed that there will be any benefit to the neighborhood or the town of Laurel change another residence into another such business. That this is a quiet neighborhood, that the residential neighborhood has grown by 14 new homes in one development along Trustin Pond Road and 4 new homes in homes under construction on Gordy Road. That they realize that traffic is being increased by the new homes, that this site is located on a high traffic intersection with a main access to US Route 13, which is used frequently by emergency vehicles to respond to accidents and fires occurring on the southeast side of Laurel, and is also a main route to both the Laurel High School and Laurel Middle School for daily school buses. That the use will not be an improvement or an asset to the residential area. There is no sufficient parking or sewer accommodations to support such a business. That the use will not enhance, nor will it be in keeping with our mature, established agricultural residential area. That the subject property will not support such activity with the existing sewer and parking issues. That parking issues related to this property include vehicles that back out from the site into traffic on the Trustin Pond Road, and instances of near collisions involving vehicles turning onto Trustin Pond Road from Gordy Road with vehicles entering or leaving the site. Excuse me. That the residence on the site had been converted into 3 apartments. That when the 3 apartments were rented, the tenants had trouble with their sewer system not being adequate for all units. That the proposed businesses will tax, or business, excuse me, that the proposed business will tax the sewer system even further. That noise is a concern. That there are other locations in the Laurel area that are zoned for such a use. that residential property values may depreciate, that there are children in the area and safety is a concern, and that the parking layout proposed will require the vehicles to back out into Trussell Pond Road. And as I said, and that's just a summary of the comments, I took out all those letters. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Lawrence, we thank you. Mr. DeMond, how are you this evening?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, if you would give us your name and address for the record, please.
Okay. Roosevelt DeMond, 14430 Johnson Road, Lauderdale, Delaware, 19956.
Thank you very much. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf regarding your application. Is there anything you would like to add?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The conversion is a big unit, which means three is a triplex. Mm-hmm. The unit in question is across the street, which means sometimes because it's a rental property, some tenants sometimes good, some tenants sometimes so bad. Okay. Sometimes what happened, sometimes they dispose of some trash on the street to decrease the value of the area, something I don't agree with. And also my neighbors don't really appreciate. And I feel like since I had this property, I never find a good tenant. On the other unit, on the other side, sometimes a little bit fair, sometimes no. But for this one, I feel like if I convert to make it a little fancy, it will a little bit nice for the neighborhood. I understand sometimes the point of view of my neighbors. They just don't want. They feel like doing kind of activity probably create kind of nuisance in the area, and totally is not really. I don't really think it's going to be that way, because when it come spa and beauty salon, probably not people coming on the street, just like if I do have a tenant, sometimes they got a kid play ball on the street, you know, something I don't like even myself, even also for my neighbor. So I feel comfortable. If I'm in the area, I feel like to satisfy my neighbors, you know, nothing to blame, hey, this guy come around since he's by this property around us, this area become nasty, you know. I just make sure I satisfy my neighbors. So I understand there's a 10 piece of petition they oppose my project, but I still believe my neighbors good people. They still have to think about it. They probably reverse, you know, the decision. I understand whatever the decision of the people, you know, that's why the council probably agree and satisfy the majority. I understand that, but. And also, I do have another reason I won't have this. I do have my 22 years old daughter. She got a breast cancer, so stage 3. This is a possibility for her, you know, to manage her future, you know. So when it comes cancer stage 3, it's a question of life. She cannot do any big effort, you know. So I understand my neighbor's concern. So think about it.
All right, sir. We thank you. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, though. We're going to start with Mr. Ross.
Good evening, Mr. DeMond. I noticed when I went by the site that there's a blacktop paving area. You have it marked in your plot here. That's not going to be used for parking. Is that correct?
No.
And then I also noticed in your site plan here that you have parking up against the porched area and then towards the back of the current structure off Trussell Pond Road. It appears to me that those people that park in those spots would have to back out into Trussell Pond Road to get out or back in from Trussell Pond Road. Is that correct?
Okay. What's here? There's a five.
Uh-huh.
Five parking already exists here. That's why the tenant from this unit and the tenant from the back, you know, from B and C parking. That's five parking here. So there's a possibility of other parking, additional parking. Yes, that go in and back.
Back out on Trussell.
Yes.
Because there's not really space here for them to turn around without backing into the road. Is that correct?
There's no way to turn around.
Right. Okay. Very good. The wooden fencing that you mentioned, it's noted here that there's already a wooden fence on the north side of the parcel. Are you going to add a wooden fence on the easterly side as well?
Yeah, there's a possibility.
And then, do you know how many chairs, how many employees you will need? I guess let's break it down so it's easier to understand. The beauty salon, how many ladies or gents will you have in there?
Probably two.
Two. And then for the barbershop portion, do you have an idea of how many chairs you'll have for that?
Probably two.
And then the spa, can you?
I don't really think about how many, but it won't be much, you know. I'm just take step by step, you know. But anyway, the reason I had a spa is on the wrong way. If I don't do it now, in the application. So later on, to add it, I have to come back to you. You know, that would be a little bit.
Kind of a futuristic viewpoint of what you might want to add once you grow a little bit. Okay, no problem. I noticed that there was, I pulled into the blacktop driveway and it looked like there was some remodeling going on inside. Are you doing some work in there?
Yeah, that's inside. There's a room that some little bit bent. I try to
level it off.
Level it.
Unless my eyes were deceiving me, it looked like there was a different name on the building permit than yours. I thought it said Lopez Mini Mart. Are you familiar?
No.
Okay. I may not have seen it clearly because I was looking through the window, but that's what it appeared to look like the name on the building permit was to me.
No.
You have a current building permit?
No, actually, in this unit, what is most concerned is I try to remove some little bit plasters and then to put piece of drywall in the round. So there's no cut wood wood cutting, something used as addition or something.
Okay. Your hours of hours and days of work, do you have an idea of when you propose to operate and how many days a week?
If possible, 6 days.
That would be Monday through
Monday
Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
And your hours of operation that you're
10
asking?
10 to 5.
10 a.m.?
5, yes.
5 p.m. And then are you requesting a sign of some sort?
Well, it's going to be a little sign, not a big.
Not a big neon flashing sign or anything like that. So an unlighted sign?
Unlighted sign, yes.
And then how about, I don't notice a dumpster of any kind depicted on this concept. You do plan on having a dumpster for just normal refuse on the site, or how do you plan on you disposing of waste products?
Yes, I would definitely have a dumpster.
Usually when we have a dumpster, you'll have to have this when you if we acted favorably on the application in your site plan, you'll have to depict the dumpster, how that's going to be accessible, and it'd have to be screened.
Okay.
You know, just some screening so that it's not visible from the neighboring properties from the street.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
Screened.
Maybe I was misunderstood the question. Okay, you say during the operational, if I have to get a big dumpster or something?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think you're talking about the work I'm about to do, you know, when I
no,
try
that's
to
a
confer-
that's a temporary situation, but
okay,
for
I'm
ongoing,
sorry.
You have to have a place to dispose of, you know, trash. Right?
Yeah, okay.
And that's usually a small dumpster of some kind.
Yeah, small,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so it'll have to be screened and shown on your site plan if we acted favorably or if the council acts favorably. Okay.
Basically, when he's talking about screening, typically it's similar to a solid fence around portions that would be adjacent to neighboring properties.
Okay.
It provides a screening so that people don't have to look at a dumpster. It also provides a gate or an open area that the trash company can come in and pick that dumpster up, whether it's gated or whether it's open.
Okay. Well, what I believe, it won't be a big, when it comes beauty salon, and spa, there won't be any much trash, much, you know, debris. So it would be, you know, to have a contract with a kind of company as a waste management, empty trash, you know.
Sure.
Weekly, they come and pick up, you know, there won't be much.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I think I've run out of steam. Let's see if somebody else picks it up.
All right, Mr. Schiff, how about you?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. DuMont. Just wanted to remind you that you know that on January 10th, there is another public hearing on your application. Are you aware that you have come back here to the same chambers before County Council? So I did not want you to lose sight of that. Two of the questions or the objections that seem to run throughout the letters of opposition that we received were that people don't, some of the neighbors are questioning whether this will, you know, improve the neighborhood. And I believe your statement was that you're recognizing that at times you've had some good tenants, some bad tenants, and that you feel as though having an operation like you propose will enhance your building and therefore enhance the neighborhood. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How would you answer their question that where they quote that there are somewhere around 20 similar businesses already in the Laurel area, and some of the letter, the majority of the letters say, why do we need another spa?
Okay.
Barbershop or salon.
Okay. What happened? Life is a competition. I know what quality of service my people are going to provide to the client. Just like you probably have, somebody probably have a restaurant, and I got the same restaurant. So the kind of service I provide to the client, the other one, different. So this is the way I feel.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sir, are you intending to keep two of the apartments or three of the apartments? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to keep the two of the apartments.
So you're going to turn one apartment into the shop?
Yes.
That's all question I have, Mr. Chairman.
Answer. Mr. Burton?
That was my question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Light?
I was just curious as to how long the apartments have been there. Do you know?
Excuse me?
How long have the apartments been in that dwelling? Because originally it was a dwelling and then it was converted to three units.
No, it was originally converted. So
when you purchased it, it was three units?
It was three units, yes.
I just want to make sure. That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
No, my question was the same as Mike's and IG's about whether right the residential then units were going to stay there.
Okay. Mr. DeMond, if you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that would like to speak on your application.
Thank
you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1719 Roosevelt DeMond? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1917? Yes, sir. Step right up.
Just for the record, before you introduce yourself, all the letters, it's for your benefit, all the letters that we received in opposition, the commissioners all have copies.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Marvin Jones. I live at 31858 Gordy Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956, which is immediately across the road from the proposed conditional use. And I don't want to repeat everything that's in the letters. You've done that in the summary. But I do just want to put emphasis one more time is that I cannot see how any of the customers can prevent backing out on the highway. Number one, whether Mr. DeMond has one or two employees that got to park somewhere themselves, which are going to take up a portion of this limited space. I also want to point out, which I'm not sure was able to be pointed out by your view, is that fence that's on the north side belongs to a neighbor, not to Mr. DeMond. So he has no control over that. It could be removed or could remain. I don't know. And he doesn't either, I don't think. This is probably not necessary to say, but we've been friends with Mr. DeMond, which I'm sure he would admit, and friends with all of his daughters, because before they were home, if they were not at home when the kids got out of school, they came over to our house and sat until they did get home. And my daughter and my phone number is listed with every one of our colleges for emergency numbers. So it's not a personal thing with us. We just don't believe this particular neighborhood is a place for it. We are AR1, and as was mentioned in at least one of the letters, I think much of the agriculture area in this area has been turned over into subdivisions. Ninja, the daughter that has contracted the cancer, is my understanding. She's in school to be a nurse, not a beautician. I hope that continues for her sake, but I understand Mr. DeMond's concern for his daughter. We have similar concerns for her because we think a lot of his daughters. We believe that a beauty salon or spa will likely have greater need for sewage and water than did the three apartments. One apartment, if not two, is just like a kitchen in one room to it. And I know for a fact, because I've been living across there for 41 years, I can't tell you exactly when it was turned from a single residence into a three apartments, but I can tell you I'm pretty sure Gordon Ramey did it because I was there when Gordon Ramey bought it, okay? Yay or nay, I mean, I was there when he did. And I know for a fact that there's been several close instances, and I don't know of any real wrecks, but this property, if you've been there, is very, very close to the stop sign on Trussum Pond Road, heading toward Gordy Road and of course, Gordy Road. And there is a lot of traffic, as was already mentioned. It turns in there and is almost blind to anyone that would be backing out on that highway. Our biggest issue is that, number one, this conditional use, we don't believe is the place for it. And it's my understanding that normally a conditional use is for a limited amount of time, whether it be 5 years or whatever that time is. And once you get a set up a spa and a beauty salon, what are you going to do when the end of the time comes? So I think it's something that if it's allowed, we're going to have to live with for a long, long time. If it's successful, there's going to be, I don't know how much additional traffic. If it's successful, there's going to be some additional traffic. I'm convinced because of the backing out on the highway, those customers of that business will be, I don't want to say forced, but will be encouraged to park along the road, either along the road of Gordy Road or along the road of Trussum Pond Road, which is just going to add to the blindness of people turning in there from any direction. If it's an unsuccessful business, trust me when I say Laurel doesn't need another failed business. I hope for his sake that if it is approved, it's not unsuccessful. Because again, we do think a lot of the demands and have proven that. So as once again, I just wanted to present our program. Many of the neighbors, three of the neighbors actually, that's my understanding, sent letters, were not able to come. One of them has a debilitating disease, one of them is 88 years old. In fact, two of them had a debilitating disease, and one of them is 88 years old, but they did send letters of their opposition. Thank you.
We actually received 9 letters.
Okay.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Okay.
Does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Question.
Okay.
Mr. DeMond, the septic system is on site. Where can you tell us where that septic system is located on site?
Is I'm sorry.
Take your time.
It's located right here,
the back.
In your opinion, do you think there's room to move that parking around the side of the house and off the street?
The parking, okay. For example, when they park, every vehicle, when they park, they left about pretty much eight foot behind, not exactly on the street, you know. For example, this is the parking here. So this is the length for a vehicle. About
8 foot to the street?
Yeah, about eight feet behind.
What's the setback, Mr. Lang?
The setback for the improvements on Trussum Pond Road would be 15 foot because the front would be considered Gordy Road. That's the front of the house, basically.
How about the parking?
The parking really has to have at least a 24-foot drive serving the parking spaces and a way to turn around. So where they have if they put parking in there, they got a total of 42-foot, and if it doesn't affect the well or septic location, it would be, and it's only one, well, it'd be two rows, so you're going to have 24-foot to get those spaces. It would have to be the minimum. Sorry.
How much space is between the back of the house and the property line?
Well, the ordinance suggests that in a home occupation makes reference to 5 foot, but it's the only place it references it. And most time they could go to the line, but they would have to fence it or put shrubbery in that would block the lights from hitting the neighboring property. So it's a little tight, but it, that could be revised a little bit, but it all depends on where septic is.
Yeah.
Physical drain field is the most important. And then if it's a tank, it's got to be at least 10, anything's got to be 10 feet from the tank.
It's going to be a tight squeeze.
It'll be tight.
You understand what we're talking about, Mr. DeMott?
Well, I do.
It has nothing to do with with your site plan. We're discussing what our rules are for parking, okay, which we can't change. The rules are the rules, okay?
If we got into if the use was approved, it's only the use, and if the site plan then has to be submitted, it has to comply with the agencies, and you're dealing, then Rick would tell us where the septic was, where the boundaries were for that, and then we could see if it would work, and it might not work then. We don't know until they show up.
Just so you understand.
Okay.
You know, even if we acted favorably and the council acts favorably, you still have to comply with the site plan rules.
Yeah, I would definitely do it.
And you could be spinning your wheels is what we're saying. Yeah. Possibly. We don't
know. Whatever is necessary to be done, I will comply.
Okay, no questions, Mr.
Chairman. The other thing on that would be that you have to show us at least two parking spaces for each apartment. Plus, we have to calculate square footage to establish the use of the salon, the barbershop, and the spa.
And the four employees.
And the employees are part of that calculation.
Okay.
It. Okay. Anyone else?
Mr. Chairman, I do.
Okay.
Mr. DeMond, could you share with the commission and make it as part of the record if there are any other businesses in the nearby area on Gordy Road or Tressum Pond, not, you know, whether it's churches or stores or what other business types are there now in the nearby area?
There's only one church, and in Gordy Road, between Gordy and 6 East 6th Street. That's only one. And then there's a little development, but we don't consider it as business. But, you know, that's the only one, you know.
So as far as you know, there ain't nearby, anything in the area, it would be the one church?
Yes, one church, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else? All right, sir, we thank you. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning.